I wasn't ready for that, because normally, of course, Hannah does that bit. You're here with Virgin.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Yep, I'm here. Actually, a new location. We are in the sound booth. Kasem's sound booth.
Yes, very exciting.
Over the hump, sixth episode.
Yep. And if you're wondering why it's a bit quiet, it's, because,
I'm in the background. I'm here, listeners. I know most of them probably already hung up when they thought that I wasn't going to be here. But I'm here from a dodgy location somewhere in Chengdu. But I'm here. I'm here, you know, getting technical, but it's all good.
It's getting rural.
Oh, getting very rural. I'm in this town at the moment where most of the people stand, look, point, and say, come, Xinjiang Ring. So, very, very rural at the moment.
All right, excellent. So, do you know what we're doing tonight?
I had a quick look at the agenda, and there's some good stuff on there. I thought we were going to ring Jim Tamarling, so let's just push on with that, eh? Give him a ring. I hear he's in Hong Kong.
So, calling for a runner.
Call for a runner. Bring it on.
Hey, it's Andrew.
James Mowing!
Ah, it's bird shit. How are you, mate?
It's good to touch.
How you going, mate?
Green grass.
Yeah, good. Sunshine. Oh. How's it going down there? Or up there?
Well, I'm in pretty bad form tonight, but you've been a bit busy down there, mate. Apparently.
Yeah, I've been. Had a few visitors.
Apparently you haven't had time to even listen to the broadcast yet.
No, it's been familiarising myself with the various sections of Wan Chai and Lung Kwai Fong for the past few weeks.
Yeah,
of course, Jim's mate. Well, just for example, mate, what were you doing last night that was so busy that you couldn't spare 4 hours
last
to
night,
listen to our broadcast?
Your ex-captain, being demoted to social director, was actually down here and caught up with another of the illustrious bashers, alumni, and Andre Delarue. Mm. And we were out till about 3 or 4 in the morning.
So, Jim's mowing. It's hammer here, mate. Been doing.
Oh, hammer time. How are you, mate? You were supposed to be there.
Very good. I know. I've been busy at the moment, but
and the seven. Two in a row.
Yeah, two in a row pulled out.
It's about 5 in a row now.
So talk us through the evening. I mean, that's a pretty loose combination of people there. You got Dean Lapthorne, Andre the Giant, and yourself. Where did you go? What did you do?
Basically, I got a phone call in the afternoon from Lapthorne saying that he was on his 5th beer going through the Shenzhen border crossing, and he was going to Oasis later night.
Just clarify that. Is that his 5th beer of the day, or his 5th beer during
the Shenzhen border crossing?
I'm not quite sure. He might have been slowly or quickly going through a six-pack as he was on the bus there. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, because I'm thinking he could have been held up at customs for quite a while.
Yeah, like, you're Australian, but you're dressed like an Italian. What's going on?
Yeah, fucking hell.
You're obviously smuggling something.
There must be something.
Like, you look like a woman to me, but you tick M on the form. I'm not sure what's going on here. Are you Filipino?
Jim, have you looked into joining a club yet? I mean, you know, Hong Kong's got a pretty good cricket scene, and you can swing the willow. Have you looked at joining a club?
Absolutely, for sure. I'm on the lookout right now. I think the season finishes up in a month or two down here. I think they get it back to the front.
Yeah, but
they
never stop drinking, mate.
They should have a rest in the summer.
Okay.
Hook up with the Llama Boys. They never stop drinking.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends. I mean, if they're socializing that out on Llama, I'm living in Central now, so it's not that convenient.
Are you now?
But yeah,
right,
living up in
the
middle.
You're moving uptown. The west side.
Yeah, up near upper section of town.
Right. What floor are you on?
27.
Is there a lift in that building?
There most certainly is. I checked that. That was one of the first things that I checked when I found out I was on 427. But no, getting back to what happened last night, Dean Loose Lapthorne just sort of turns up to my house in the bloody taxi. the stupid grin on his face, and then a 1 litre duty free bottle of Gordon's, and it all went downhill from there. So I was debating making him sleep in the stairwell by himself. And
it's bad when it goes downhill from there.
Yes. We did actually go down the hill. The bloody lift wasn't working, the escalator, so we had to run the whole way down, meet Delarue in bloody Lung Kwai Fong, and then bug it off to Wan Chai after that. That was Andre's idea.
Right. Everyone seems to always blame everybody else for their Wan Chai experience.
I've got a question here for you, Jim. In our second episode, we were talking to the prof, and he was skiting.
Oh, here you go, mate.
And I think so. The highlight for me was coming up triumphant over Jim in the race to patch off fucking Ollie's sister.
He was skiting that he pulled Ollie's sister over you, and he reckoned you were trying.
He was what?
he was skiting that you and him were in a bit of a battle royale to see if he could patch Ollie's sister first, and he came up trumps. He tells us.
That's absolutely correct. The green grass of home. No, we'll be locked out the prop in that one, but you know, that's round one.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, when are you coming back our way?
I'll definitely 100% be up in July, but you know, looking forward to coming back probably once or twice before then.
I reckon Jim, we can get you on, when you're back, we'll get you on the cast, mate, in the studio, on the chirp, on the piss.
Yeah, fucking oh, sounds good, mate. When are you blokes planning an alumni get together down here? We should do something down here. Reenact last night.
I reckon you should come up for the Sixers. We're gonna need your betting.
Yeah, we need six players, so we might be a bit short.
How are you guys going this year? What's our ladder position?
It's pre-season.
Yeah, we haven't started the ladder yet.
But we have we have been starting quite a healthy feud with Pudong. We've been giving a fair bit of lip to old George Capovelli out there, and things are brewing for a blood match.
We know what happened to you last time. You gave him a bit of lip, don't we?
What was that?
Over the fence a few times, as I recall.
It was once. It was once.
Oh, dear. No, I'd love to come up and sort of have a hit, you know, just get back into it.
Yeah, Bashers Day. What day is Bashers Day for all the listeners out there?
April 27th.
April 27th. Maybe you get up
April
there.
April 27th.
Yeah.
It's not long to go. I'll see if I can get Delaware up as well.
Yeah, nice one.
All right, mate. Great chatting to you. We've got to move on. We've got another 4 hours to do here.
Where are you exactly? Are you in the shed?
No, mate. This week we're in the Kasem's vocal booth.
The where?
top secret, mate. Top secret.
Top secret.
And Hammer's up. He's up getting rural.
I'm very rural at the moment. Anyway, Jim, it was great catching up with you, man. It's always good to catch up with someone that's left. And you're close, so we'll see you again soon.
You too, boys. Catch you boys later.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, mate. Bye. The green grass of
home. Righto then. Old section. this is one we call Ladies Bring a Plate.
If I was bringing a plate, I'd be bringing brandy snaps. Ooh, love a bit of brandy.
And this week, Mrs. Stats is off on a bit of a recruiting mission herself, Lucy style. So this week we're calling Lady Dick. Let's see how long it takes for her to hang up on us.
Worst ring in the world.
Oh dear.
Hello.
Why do all the ladies have that ringtone thing?
Oh, do I have it?
Yes, you have that one. How are you, Lady Dick?
Good, thanks.
Yeah? How are things with the, whatever we call them?
The girls?
The girls.
That's
Gashes.
Yeah. Hannah's thinking of a name. She's come up with a few so far, but well, we can't talk about that yet because we need to discuss them with the group.
Well, didn't you have your AGM last week?
Yeah, we basically just talked about how we just didn't like the Gashes.
You basically just talked about what you wanted off the cocktail menu.
Yeah, and then Hannah decided that she'd take it upon herself to find a name.
Oh, really? It's been delegated. There's been a subcommittee formed to get a new name.
Yeah, yeah. She's very organised, Hannah. She's actually she sent an email out already with names.
Oh, yeah. So, well, give us some examples. Let us see what we think.
I don't know if they're up for discussion yet.
Oh, really? It's very secretive.
So basically, you've had a meeting, but you didn't really decide anything, and you can't say anything on air because it hasn't been decided, and no one wants to say.
Yeah, that sounds like Mrs. Dipso. I had some nice wine, didn't really do anything.
Yeah, that's right. But I think you've come out with another name.
Well, there's only one going around that seems to have caught on.
Excuse me, this is Hammer here, Mrs. Dick. How are you?
Lady Dick, thank you.
Lady Dick, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You turned up.
Yeah, no. I'm all right, listen to this. I've got a friend, and his name is Rodney. And, you know, it's not a great name, but he got used to it, and his friends got used to it. And I think you guys will get used to the Gashes. Just give it a bit of time.
Oh, we'll see. It's not very friendly, is it? The Gashes.
It's
a bit crude.
It is a bit rough. But wait, come on, you've got to give us something else.
Any 3-year-old can say it. When's the next event for the Gashes?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Are you allowed to tell us what's happening, or is that another secret?
No. We're going to Abbey Road for some drinks.
Really?
At about 6:30. Mm-hmm. And then we'll head to Dutre Dong for some dinner afterwards, and then we'll probably come down to the Big Bamboo afterwards and join up with you guys.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Drinks. I'm seeing pink Gashes blazers. How good would they be, mate? Pink. Like our blue ones, going to the dinner, Sixers dinner. Gashes, blue and pink, it'll be beautiful, what do you reckon?
Or maybe cocktail frocks. It's more the thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Cocktail frocks.
Yeah, or mini skirts.
Mini skirts. I'm liking it better.
Maybe tank tops.
Did our suggestion of a nude calendar come up at the meeting last week?
Oh, yeah, it did actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're thinking about going ahead with it.
Really?
We thought maybe, we'd like to show our support. You guys have put forward.
Well, that's excellent. You know, we were talking about us doing the calendar and you girls buying it, right?
Oh, you're doing the calendar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a different story. Imagine putting on CDC if they don't come on. Imagine what that would look like.
Oh, yeah. And, all the different calendars, all the boys.
Yeah. We could do a joint one.
Yeah. Oh, no, not a joint one. Oh.
Strategically placed boxes.
Yes. Protective wear.
Boxes.
Last week we talked about how we drink out of the box. Have you guys come up with the equivalent yet? We tried to ask Sarah last week, but a little bit like yourself, she doesn't want to divulge any information. But have you come up with an initiation yet?
Oh, an initiation. I have to say we haven't done that one yet.
No, that came after the third cocktail and the meeting was over by then.
But we're a bit slack, haven't we?
Good things take time.
Anyway, I think next week when we come back, I'd expect at least 3 or 4new names on the table, and names that are better than the Gashes. If you guys don't like the Gashes, then we need names. No excuses.
Okay, yep, definitely. We'll have names, we'll have initiations, and Yeah, we'll be a bit more.
How's the membership going? Are you got plenty signing up?
Yeah, we've got Dave's girlfriend Lou.
Yeah.
We've got Melwood. Yes. Angie.
Mm-hmm.
But that's sort of we've announced
this. Mrs. Kasem signed up yet?
Yeah.
Well, you better get, no, you were meant to do it. We've got to clarify this. It's up to the blokes to get the chicks onto this, get them along to the website, and get them signed up. And make sure they put their phone number down there, because we'll hand that on to the Gashers committee, and they'll contact you secretly. So get on to it, fellas.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, what?
All right, Lady Dick, it's been great talking to you. We've got to move on to some cricket and some other rubbish. And we'll catch up with you ladies next week.
No, we want ladies next week.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, promise. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that was the Gashers.
That was the Gashers.
Ladies bring a plate. Can you say Gashers?
Gashers.
Oh. Ringtone.
Are you on to you again? You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you
are. The devil in disguise. That's right. Gravity!
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us? This is...
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Hey, Andy, how are you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. I'm sitting here with Neil and Hammer.
Well, I
haven't been
here,
and we were calling because we wanted to get some updates from the previous weekend, and then I think some other stuff. But first, can you give us a quick rundown of what happened this past weekend? We had a touring side up from Hong Kong, I understand.
Yes, you understand correctly, Andy, considering that you were playing. We had the guys from Hong Kong at the Central Superior Club. They came up on Friday evening and played a 50-over game in the rain. On Saturday, right to the day, they played a 50-over game in the rain. And that was a pretty good game. I went right down to the wire. Quite a few bashers actually performed very well for the Dragons. Ollie and Hadley put on 90-odd for the first wicket. And then Tamir took us past the finish line with one wicket to stand, and he also bowled phenomenally well. So it was a good show by the Dashers. And then on we had a barbecue on Saturday, arranged for the guys. And then on Sunday, we had the Pirates playing against them in the 2020 challenge. It was a good game. And due to some minor erratic fielding indiscretions, the game could have definitely been the Pirates, but it was a good game nonetheless. And unfortunately, the Centaurs managed to take the 2020 Cup up. But I think it was a good tour. You're having to make an annual pick.
We had to give them something, or they wouldn't come back.
Now, well, we've got to go down there next year.
Ah.
Now, Gravity, we noticed that you posted on the Bashers blog. We want to thank you for that. And for anyone who hasn't read his very nice comments, it's at www.basherscc.org. But in your posting, you mentioned that out of the 22 players who played, 11 were Bashers.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we're quite happy. And of those 11, 3 were actually on a winning side.
I have to say that 3 out of 11 on a winning side is probably quite consistent with Bashers statistics.
Yeah, statistically that's pretty good.
Yes. Of course, you also failed to mention that Cranky was captaining the 2020 side on Sunday.
Well, that's where it fell apart, obviously.
Did Statsy and old Sir Dick, do you think they put on more runs than all of the Bashers combined in the 2020 game?
I think quite possibly, yes. I'm just trying to add up. I was lucky enough to be umpiring that game. But Denzel scored a few runs.
Did he?
Who else scored runs in the 2020 game? You guys all played, didn't you?
Filthy Phil got out for 35
something. Yeah, but Sophie, I mean, he basically had 35 out of 135, and then everybody else sort of chipped in where they could. I think Darren Byrne scored some runs.
Yeah.
And then probably Denzel was about 15 odd, and then I think it all just was single figures. So Filthy was by far, in terms of the Pirates, the man of the match. Very good bowling and very good there.
Okay, enough of the boring stuff. How much piss did you drink after? What happened the night after?
Well, it was the barbecue. I believe that was like the third event. There was the barbecue, and then there was the piss up after the barbecue.
Joint fine session?
Yeah, there was a barbecue at the Park 7. And obviously due to the weather, I think a lot of the guys didn't really feel like going out from there. So I think we ended up staying there until about 3 a.m. or so. And by then, after a long 50-over game, most of the Centaurs were basically pretty much ready to go home. But it was a pretty good evening. I mean, I've already received quite a few emails from the Centaurs, and they really, really were very happy with the hospitality all the SEC guys showed them, and just said it was one of the best tours they've been on. So.
Well, it's the first tour, isn't it?
A very good thing overall.
So do you see this becoming an annual event, sort of like the Breezer Challenge and the Bukhara Cup?
Definitely. That's the intention. They'd come up this year. We're excited to go there next year. And then, obviously, on the other two annual events, Hong Kong and Lama are both due to visit us this year. So it works out nicely, which means every year we'll be hosting someone and we'll be touring to someone. So, you know, the more of these fixtures we can have, the better.
Well, good times. I think that about wraps up the Lumberjack report, the Posse Lumberjack. But we'll keep you there because SEC president. Anything else to say, SEC-wise?
No, not at this point. I'm actually stuck at the office busy working on the communique that I promised, so that should be out by Monday. And then any relevant news you'll all see by then. But otherwise all good.
Yes, they all are. John, if I could pin you down on one issue, I noticed we do a lot of touring to Hong Kong, and I'm sure that has something to do with Tasmalis's liking going to Wan Chai at night. But do you see us as a club, as a Shanghai club, doing any sort of these annual tours to other places in Asia, such as Japan or the Philippines? Or are we going to just stick with clubs down in Hong Kong where, as I said, we've got the nightlife of Wan Chai?
There is actually a tour of Japan in a couple of weeks, which is...
full toss on the stumps there, mate. That was a bit of an easy... That was a setup. I tell you what,
stop,
mate.
Calling.
Hey, this is Casey Kasem.
He's a bit of a pro.
I'm scratching my head here, Andy. Thank you.
there's a schedule that's come out today. Some of us are happy with it. Some of us are not. Andy Bash has, you know, once again screwed some of us. Have you noticed that our second team, whatever we decided to call them, they're all morning games.
Yes.
Until it gets to the real hot part of summer, and then they're in the afternoon.
Well, both ways you're missing the midday period. You know, you can have the nice crisp mornings, and you can have the good sunsets.
Yeah, because we love the mornings.
We're looking after you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
The other
thing I noticed on the schedule, and I want to ask you about this. There's a team. I think they're from Hangzhou this year in the first division. Called.
It's a team from EU.
Where?
EU.
Oh, really? And
yes.
What are they called?
The
Emu
Emus?
No.
They've already submitted two names. The name that is being put on the schedule is a tentative one. It has not been approved, and it will not be approved.
What is it?
I hope not, because it's very confusing. Just if you haven't seen it, it is, I don't know how to say it, it's Bashar CC.
That's the spelling error. It's actually B-A-B-S-H-A-H.
Oh, so the anti-basher spelt it wrong then.
Do these guys even fucking fight or something? Jesus. Fucking hell.
Anyway. That's the Pakistan ICL cricket team, they call themselves the Badshahs, which is Persian for Royal King.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, you're just a wealth of knowledge, aren't you, mate? But we're going to change that.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, boys, are we going to kick on to around the? Are we going to kick on to around the wicket?
Yeah, let's go on to around the wicket, and we can get into the South Africans while we've got gravity here.
Yeah, we've got gravity here. All right, so we'll go on to around the wicket. International cricket news. It's good having gravity here, actually, because I'll kick off with the Sappers versus the Crimps in the one day series at the moment. I'll have to ask you this, Gravity. First game, you guys got taken to the cleaners, really. Australia, you know, they batted pretty well. Haddon kicked off with a good 50 to start. Michael Clarke went out cheap. He's fucking working about as good as a fucking market watch. But they kicked on to about 286, and they bowled you up to like 130-something, 140-something. What's going on?
Well, I think... Wayne Connell, the young 19-year-old, he was very controversially given a full Cricket South Africa contract about 3 days before after playing one game, and he definitely put his hand up and justified his selection. And it's kind of become to what Australia have been looking at, is having a really potent left-arm guy who's swinging it in like Mitchell Johnson has done. And on the other end, they've got Darryl Spain. So between the two of them, they took 8 wickets for, I think, 50-odd runs. And obviously Ponting is saying that, you know, the Stars are really poor batting. But we've got another one day tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be an identical performance. There's no way Australia are going to collapse twice in a row like that. So we've had two pretty erratic performances from both teams, but I still think it's going to be a firecracker series. And I was having a very interesting chat with Mr. Mel Collins on Saturday evening.
Everybody has interesting chats with him.
It's unavoidable.
Does that have something to do with... No.
They're not short ones, and
no, they never are. But basically, right down to every single... to the sequence of every single win so far, it's been just mirror images of each other, the two series.
Yeah.
So hopefully the last three one days don't get taken by Australia like we did to them in Australia.
Is this because of some sort of Hansi type influence?
I tell you what, I was impressed with though in the first innings in Australia in the first game. Michael Hussey, what an invaluable! I think he got 85, 83 or something. Played such a great innings. I mean, it was so disappointing, you know, for them to go out and bowl in South Africa to collapse. You know, like you said, they've been. You know, they've just been non-events for games, you know. So hopefully it picks up in the next one, and then it gets really good in the last one.
Well, last week, Chuck predicted a 4-1 series win to South Africa. What do you reckon, Gravity?
I don't think I'll go with 4-1. I think I will go with a South African win tomorrow. And then... To be a sport, I'd say maybe Australia would make it 2-2, but I think we'll take it 3-2.
Pretty much a push.
Yeah. All right, I've got one more question about this. What, like I said before, what do you think about Michael Clarke opening the batting? Man, he doesn't seem to be pulling it off at the moment.
I think it's a disaster. I think that his back injury has definitely affected the way he's batting, even though, you know, the whole of the Australian manager are saying that there's no problem with Michael Clarke's fitness and his health. It must be affecting his footwork, or even just, you know, how comfortable he is at the wickets. And I cannot understand why the Australian cricket didn't put Phil Hughes in the side. I mean, he batted fine. They gave him the chance in the Test series, and he basically performed, but batted in a style that's also very, very compatible with one-day cricket. I don't understand why they left both of those openers out, and having basically makeshift openers in Clarke and Haddon. I can't understand why they're making those selections.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to get Phil Hughes on the show sometime. He's got a few fans around here.
Tara talked him up big time on the first episode.
Definitely. I mean, the guy's phenomenal. And like I said, I can understand why Kadish doesn't often get games in the one-day side, but Phil Hughes, just by virtue of his style of play, he's more than suited to be there. So I don't understand why they're messing up their top order like that.
Anyway, so I'd like to give a prediction for tomorrow's game. What do you think? What, you think it'll be another game like the first two, boring, or you think it'll be a cracker?
I think it'll be a cracker. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. It's down at Newlands. Newlands hasn't had many games over 300, but they're normally in the vicinity of 250 to 280. So I think it'll be good. And it's actually, to be honest, it's quite a dead one-day wicket. It's a batting track, so I'd be astonished if we have another low-scoring game.
Well, we're waiting for the big guns to fire, because we've seen nothing like from Clark, Ponting, Duvey, De Villiers. None of the big ones really fired yet, so hopefully they get going, man. It'll be a good spectacle.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to a good nod from Graham Smith, hopefully, because he's always good to watch when he's on the side.
All right,
Gravity, mate. Well, it's been great having you back again.
You want to hang around for some around the grounds of New Zealand and India, or you had enough?
I'm just really struggling to hear you because the reception's so bad. So
he's basically asking if you want to stick around and talk Afghanistan UAE cricket.
Oh yes, I'm a big fan of the Afghanistan team.
Yeah.
Oh mate, that's dynamite. So
let's have an update. What's going on over there?
Well, you know they're playing a 50 ODI for the World Cup qualifiers. Currently, Afghanistan against the UAE. UAE won the toss and elected to bowl. Afghanistan put up 251, giving up 8 wickets. They are now bowling, and in the first 2 overs, they've bowled 2 maidens and took a wicket. In fact, it was a golden duck off the first ball of the UAE defense.
Yeah, UAE not too good against leg spin then.
Yeah.
No, all right, Gravity, good stuff, mate. Good having you on here. You've become quite a fixture, actually, on the podcast. I bet we'll be talking to you again in the next 3 episodes, I'm sure.
Perfect. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you, mate.
You're the devil in disguise. For yes, you are the devil in disguise.
All right. We've still got a bit of around the grounds, around the wicket, I mean, to go. Just.
You can hang up any time you like, John.
Get out of here.
Just, around the wicket.
Yep.
Over the wicket, around the wicket. Changed again. We got rid of gravity. I'll just recap and sort of just finish off on the third test. New Zealand, India. I thought India were going to win, and they did.
That's about the first thing you've got right all year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That was a bit of a gimme, though, wasn't it? But some of the Indian batsmen are... they're looking pretty good, man. Like, I mean, Sehwag, he's been batting all right. And he was quoted, actually, in the press by saying that his form's so good, he's seeing the ball like a samosa. So I don't know what that was like. And, anyway, they went on. They won the third test. And that's it. I think it was actually their first test series that they've won in New Zealand, which surprised me. But, good stuff, India. Too good.
Yeah, no, Brian double 19, so that was about the highlight of that match.
What did he get?
19 in both innings, I think.
What significance is that for a chip?
Oh, high score.
Oh, is it a high score? Yeah. Oh, really? Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good. Anyway, so...
Ruined his chance to beat it in the second innings.
Yeah, so it is all over the New Zealand-India series, India 1. And they really beat us. So I think that's enough from around the grounds. And that's Andy. What's happening at spring break?
As always in the United States, spring training still going on.
Yeah. Hammer, we have, of course, forgotten about West Indies and England, and far be from me to actually bring that subject up.
Mm-hmm.
But you did mention something last week about Freddie Flintoff.
Yeah.
A crap and uninspirational, I think, was the word you used. He was.
Yeah, well, he's a big listener, mate. And you know, if we can use this forum as a motivational tool, so be it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like some money. That's all I can say. I'll slag him off. They'll perform the next week. So, all right, I'll give you this tomorrow. Ponting, they're done. There you go. Australia, you'll get a ton.
Yeah,
let's try and keep it short.
I've got one more thing that I was thinking today. It's a bit random, but I was looking at the score sheet I've got here. VVS Laxman. If you could use names in crossword, that'd be a fucking high score, man.
BBS Lexicon.
Scrabble.
Yeah, Scrabble. What is what I do with CrossFit?
Yeah.
Scrabble, yeah. BBS Lexicon. Triple word score. They can want that to be with.
Listen here, you mongrels.
Okay, moving on. This week's fine session, and this is getting a bit boring because it's all about you again, Hammer.
Oh, why is it that I always find myself in these situations where you guys get to take advantage of me?
Well, that's a question you've got to ask yourself, mate. Going back to last week, there's a poll going. We've had a few votes come in. The most outstanding thing about the results is that the option to do nothing about you has got 0% of the votes.
Oh, obviously, I didn't vote.
The winner, though, with 71% of the votes, is that we award you with a new Basher name.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and coming up second, not very far behind, is that you're stood in a corner and pelted with cricket balls.
I'd rather accept that, I think, because I don't really need a new Basher's name. You know, you've got the fans out there that they know that I'm Hammer.
That may be the last time you hear that, because from henceforth, Hammer, Hamish Stevens, will be known as Katie.
Who?
Katie. Which is, of course, short for Capitelli Tesmalis.
Oh, no! Terrible. I mean,
take it on the chin, mate.
Yeah, I'll take that on the chin, but...
Take it like a man, somebody stretching on the ground.
Yes. I mean, that's a harsh one. I would rather take a bit of all of the other options. What were the other ones?
Well, you want to clean every Basher's box.
I'd probably rather do that than fucking be dismantled Capitelli.
But it is written. It is written in stone. There it is.
Yeah.
Have spoken.
But you won't be able to get stuff. Dismantled Capitelli. You won't be able to get that on
we'll just find a new song for you.
Yeah, we can find something for Katie.
But, you know, in 2 weeks, we've got the match that I'm filming is the blood match. And we're up against Capitelli that week. And, I can't be called out against our rivals.
You should have thought about that earlier, mate.
That's true. All right. Anyway, I said last week I'd cop it on the chin, so I accept it. I'm not happy, and whatever. Move on.
The idea wasn't to make you happy.
Okay, good. Stop. Moving on.
Just
not Capitelli. All right, we're going to move on now to an old section. We call it Hansie's Corner, where we ring one of our sponsors, Matt Ryan, and we just try to get inside his head about tips, where we should be investing our money for the weekend. We've also got, I think we'll talk to him about the Sheridan Showdown coming up, so give him a ring for desecration.
Sensible ring tone.
Yes.
I'm Matthew speaking.
Hello, Santa. Is that this is Hansie's Corner? Hansie's Corner. Hansie's Corner.
Ah! That's not even amazing. How are you going?
You're at the shed.
I'm at the shed, yeah.
I can hear that fucking Parada wearing Pufta in the background, mate.
Yeah, there's a banana wearing Pufta in the background, and,
Is that where he is?
Like
that?
Yeah.
Matt, just tell him to pipe down, and then we'll ask
him
a few questions.
Yeah, hang on. Let me just turn this remote control off the battery for that. Done. We're on mute now. Go ahead.
All right, so first thing we're going to talk to you about there, Hansie, is Sheridan Showdown. I saw that you're organising a table. What's the go there? Do you know who's fighting, and have you got some odds?
Who's Showdown? This? Hammer?
The boxing, mate!
The Sheridan Showdown.
The odds will be out, but I still need to see who the fighters are. Hammer's about 99-1 to win the whole thing at the moment. Other than that, I've got no idea who's fighting yet. So we're still waiting to see who the lads are against each other, but they'll match them up pretty competitively. I'm assuming no one will be worse than the Buck 60.
All right, okay, so we're talking, June 13th, a Saturday, over in the Dom. What if a Basher wants to go? What do they do?
Well, I've got a table booked, so people need to... You can't think if I can tell me now if you want to come on the table. I've got a table of 10 booked. It's 1,000 per head. I've got to pay early next week, so
that's
I'm not paying for that. So if you want to come on, you need to tell me now. Email Matt, M-A-T, at justbeer.cn, and let me know, and I'll put you on my table if you pass the interview.
Well, that information...
Assuming you pass the interview.
Another question, Matt. A lot of the Bashers have joined the AFL and NRL sipping competition this year. Can you give us a bit of a rundown on what's happening there? Who's winning? Who's taking home the cases of beer each week?
Well, the NRL, no, I'm giving a shit, so we'll skip over that. The AFL, AFL competition's doing well. There's about 40 or 50 lads in there. Weekly prize, last few weeks has been a case of beer. Case of Crownies, I think the last couple of weeks. Case of Blondies this week. And so good. So all you do is tip the winners, it's free to enter. Tip the winners, get a free case of beer if you reckon you're any fucking good.
Not too late to enter, of course.
I'm coming sixth at the moment, and I fucking don't know anything about AFL. So,
where are you coming? What number, sorry? What number are you coming, Hammer? What number?
Six.
What's that?
Six.
What's that?
Six.
What number?
Six.
Can you translate for me, please? What number is he coming on?
Yeah, six.
Okay, six.
All right. And before we let you go, Hansi, have you got any good tips for the weekend? Any good?
My tip I gave a few weeks ago called Pinnacles got up a few weeks ago, and I'm guaranteeing none of you fuckers won it. It's running again this weekend at Caulfield. It's going to be about $7-8, paying all right. It'll do well. It and the Coney are in a race. It's not the Sirloin Stakes. I think it's called, I forgot what the race is called, but it's in race six, I think, at Caulfield on Saturday.
Race what?
Pinnacles and Laconi are the two horses. Pinnacles, Laconi are doing the favour. And in the Galaxy at Randwick, the big race there on Saturday, Swiss Stakes, paying about $8-10. It'll do well. I'm heading to Oromuchi this weekend. Oromuchi and Tashkar, so big match in charge of the shed.
Okay.
All right, we'll say hi to the Wildcats while you're there, mate.
Yeah, take it easy. See ya.
All right. Bye.
It's all happening.
It is. You know what that means, of course. It's time to see if we can locate, although we know where he is.
the guest.
Hello.
Put your glass down and step away from the drink.
Oh, no.
What are you doing? Do we have here? We have the Parada wearing puff there. Come on, mate. Where are you? What are you doing?
You're like a pest. Serial pest, you guys. Just bothering wherever I run. I'm having my dinner. I'm having, I just got back from Hong Kong, actually.
Well, you're having your dinner at the shed.
Been there, done that, yeah.
Is it a low-carb dinner?
Nah, you're eating cheating, isn't it? Eating is cheating.
So I've got one question for you here, loose man. What's in the pipeline?
Well, fucking, nothing. get amongst it. When in doubt, you have to ask yourself, what would Danny Morrison do? And basically, he would just say, get amongst it.
So, in brief, Thursday night, drinks after practice, 23rd. Thursday the 23rd, quiz night at the Boo.
Yeah, at the Boo, we'll all be there, and we'll be having a few refreshing ales, lagers, dessert, and the like of alcoholic variety. Kindly sponsored by one of our sponsors, Just Beers and Big Bamboo. Get down there, bring your mothers, your brothers, your uncles, your aunties, your aunties, and get amongst it.
All right, Dino, one more question for you. We're coming up very closely now. We're approaching Bashers Day, and I would expect the social director would have something pretty well organised. Probably the three sisters would be involved, but could you tell us what's going on?
Hang on. So let me just say, if I'm not going to get on here now. You know, we've gone global. I'm not going to get on here now and let the cat out of the bag, per se.
Everyone's being cagey.
I'm going to be cagey here because we have a spectacular lineup of attraction for Bash's Day. Listen, it's going to be massive. I would say, I would warn all bashers and gashers.
Take the week off work.
Be prepared. Well, take the week off work, line the guts, bring a change of underwear because it's going to get very messy.
Bring your passport.
yeah, been there, done that. Listen, it's going to be good, and as we always say on the bashers broadcast, stay tuned and get amongst them.
All right. Thanks a lot, mate. The guest chamber, that's it for this week. See you, mate.
See you, boys.
And that was a not very loose Lucy.
Quite lucid.
Lucid loose.
I like that.
Moving on to Night Watchman very quick this week, although there's lots of cricket coming up. Of course, training tomorrow night, which probably by the time you listen to that, this is tonight. Get your short shorts on and head on down there.
Training Thursday, that is tonight, down at the training ground at
San He Huayan. Yeah, it's
that's
very
on Yanping Lu, right off of Xinjia.
It's all on the website.
Training, of course, is ahead of the big doubleheader this coming Sunday. We've got a...
next Sunday, 19th.
Right.
The blood match is being billed as the blood match.
Is it? By whom?
The blood match. By me, the blood. Doing the blood match. It's going to be teeth on the pitch, mate. The blood match. I'm me and Capitelli, mate.
Taking on your namesake.
I will be fizzing when I'm on the field against Capitelli.
Alright, so there's a couple of matches on that day, both Bash's sides playing. So get your name down. It's all on the website.
I believe that's it. Yeah. Everything you need to know is on the website, www.basherscc.org. That's also where you can download Bashers Broadcast or go to the iTunes Music Store, search for Bashers Broadcast.
And if you want to send us some abuse, specifically Hammer, because he's in charge of this schmozzle.
Broadcast at basherscc.org.
Or Katie.
For Katie at bashercc.org, his new email address. Taking requests all week.
So that pretty much wraps us up for this week.
Limerick bowling at the death this week. It goes out to a good friend that we rang in Hong Kong called Jim's Mowing, and I will kick it off with this. There once was a basher called Andrew who fed his roses with man food. He fancied Ollie's sister, but he blinked and he missed her. Red hair can't be washed out with shampoo. Oh, yeah.
Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
I wanted to sing, "You're Always Gashing It."